You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Well, look at that. Natalie Grant with an interesting post on her Facebook page. She said, three of my very favorite things, this country, football, and the national anthem. Yes. Well, if you're an NFL fan, then you probably are well aware the beginning of the 2023 season starts tonight at 8:30 on NBC. And Natalie Grant posted, y'all know how much I love football. And I get, well, that's the way she talked. I get to sing our anthem again, right, for the kickoff game of the NFL season. And it's airing live on NBC. Pinch me. Hashtag what is life? In case you really care, it's the Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions in the kickoff game. The Grammy-nominated singer Natalie Grant sings that very same national anthem every day right here, weekday, on The Sound of Life at noon. Yes, indeedy.
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on The Sound of Life.
Well, I think it's about time we pulled this one out as a reminder, because maybe you're struggling today. You don't feel a part, right? Come on in. Gather around. Go have a hug here. You have survived everything you've gone through up to this point. Think about that. Best day of your life is still yet to come. Woo! There are still people you haven't met, things you haven't experienced. My friend, you can do this. Group hug. Here we go. Too much? Okay.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, The Sound of Life.
We got Connie on the line right here at 7:14 because it's National Acorn Squash Day. Right about now, the temperature is supposed to be getting crisp. You know, that fall, you can feel that coming in. We're in the height of summer here. But the Askutash squash, which was how the Narragansett Indians would say, meaning eaten raw or uncooked. I'm sure they did. Squash. I'm a Southerner. To me, squash is yellow. Amazing stuff. It really is. And my mom made a pie out of it one time. Sweet squash. I couldn't believe it. She didn't tell us what it was made from. And it was absolutely incredible. But Connie, is anything, I know you got a big garden, all that kind of stuff. How's it going? Anything unexpected in there?
Well, some tomato plants are coming up in areas from last year where I had them planted because I have a new area for my tomato plants. But there's some tomato plants that want to still come. Oh, and the big thing was, where I had my potatoes last year, I thought I had gotten and dug them all up, you know, in the fall when I harvested. And apparently I forgot some of them because there were some potato plants that came up unexpectedly. And I was like, well, bonus potato.
Yes, that's right. What a blessing.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
I did want to talk about Deion Sanders, and if you're a football fan or baseball fan, he's the only human being who has ever played in a Super Bowl and a World Series. Can you believe that? That's why they called him, well, he was very brash, too. Neon Deion Sanders, or Prime, or whatever. And one thing about Deion Sanders, you can say, he's always worn his emotions on his sleeve. Except for the time he was in a really dark place. I'm not sure anybody really knew it, but he had a lot. He said, I had the money and the sex and other things, and they weren't solving my problems. I was empty. No peace, no joy, losing hope. I mean, this is in 1997. You may not know that by seeing the person today. But he tried to end his life. He ran his car off the road, went down about 30, 40 feet. He survived, gave his life to Jesus. Right then. It was amazing. It's a very inspirational. He said, the name of his book, by the way, is Power, Money, and Sex: How Success Almost Ruined My Life. And of course, being Deion Sanders, everything about him was way out front. So everybody knew he was a Christian. It's amazing. And so he's continued it on into college football, where he's just been in the limelight because he just won. It was a huge upset over Texas A&M, Colorado University of Colorado. He started out coaching football and some teams, you know, that, like, I think one was Jackson State. You know, they don't get the publicity and stuff. And last year, he was made this coach. And some people thought, ooh, that's, you know, I don't know if that was the right thing to do or not. Now, probably not so much. As he liked to say, I keep the receipts. He knows which he knows which reporter said what about him, apparently. But there was something that happened that I'll never forget. And I will never know the answer to it, this side of heaven, of course. But he was brand spanking new Christian. I mean, maybe it was like that week. I'm not sure, but it was pretty evident with him on the sidelines. And he's playing for the Dallas Cowboys football team. And they were about to lose because the opposing team was going to kick a field goal of pretty short proportions. It was a chip shot, as they say. And Deion Sanders was on the sidelines, obviously praying. You know, that stance, he was down on one knee, his head was bowed, and he was praying. And they made note of it. The announcers made note of it. And whoever, I don't even remember the team they were playing now. Maybe you do, let me know. He missed the field goal. Wow. And so, I mean, it was kind of like, did God do that because Deion Sanders prayed? I mean, a lot of people were like, no, God wouldn't do that. And I thought, I've often thought, you know, he was taking a stand, a very bold stand. He was a man, was turning his life around. It was pretty amazing to me. We'll never know.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He'll put a smile on your face no matter what side of the bed you got up on.
I was looking at a picture of, I don't know how many thousands and thousands of people were attending the annual Burning Man. You probably heard about that, out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it is away from the middle of nowhere. It was stunning. I guess that's why they go there, because you can do anything you want. You blow up whatever, burn whatever. You know, it's not going to hurt anybody. What's right there? Anyway. But anyway, my wife had to say, what? Why do people do I don't know. I don't know. Man. Only thing I know is the 2023 NFL season begins tonight on NBC. Kansas City Chiefs play the Detroit Tigers. And the reason I'm telling you about that is because our very own Natalie Grant got invited, as she said, you know, one of my very favorite things, this country, our national anthem, and football. Football is my favorite time of the year, so I'm very grateful to the Chiefs organization for inviting me and excited to be a part of the NFL season's kickoff. And she will. I hope they show it on TV. I really do. If I tune in and they don't show it, are they going to get a letter? That's it, you know. But somebody there invited her. And as you know, she is very good. That's kind of her go-to outside the house gig now, singing the national anthem. And well worth it. In fact, you can hear Natalie Grant sing the national anthem right here on The Sound of Life. At noon, weekdays, no need to stand. I don't think you have to.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The Sound of Life.
A parable about a woodcutter, you know, back in the day. He's hired to cut trees, stack the wood. First day, knocked out 20 trees. Very impressive. Next day, 15 trees. He's like, worked harder the third day. We only got 10 trees done. He came into the boss. He said, I don't know, man. I need to quit. I'm losing it. He said, I'm just working harder every day, but I'm getting less trees cut. And the boss said, have you tried sharpening your axe? Sharpen the axe. See, we have a tendency, I'm preaching a little bit, but it's for me. We have a tendency to work harder when sometimes what we need to do is sharpen the axe, right? Absolutely. Yes, Cup of Joe Morning Show Hotline. Absolutely.
What's up? Joe and Morning Show. Cup of Joe, I listen to you every time I'm on the way to work. I love your station.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.